From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. It's the first open studio night at an unlikely place, the Science Museum of Western Virginia, inside the iPlanetarium at Center in the Square. Digital art in the form of short videos have been prepared for the Dome this Friday between 6 and 8 p.m. It's a free, informal event, says Katie Brooks, director of the I.
Whatever you're doing on the Dome, it's got to be really immersive and engaging. So there's always an art quality to it. What this is it's an opportunity for local creatives of all fields to submit their work and to be exhibited in a really informal setting. We're inviting the community for free to come in. You can just kind of stop in like you would a gallery opening, or you can sit and stay for the whole event.
Brooks says there will be chances for future local creative types to submit original digital works for another open studio night. The spring series of live concerts at the Grandin Theater kicks off this Thursday with Ashes and Arrows. The New York, New York Dueling Pianos returns April 30th. Colby T. Helms and the Virginia Creepers are up after that on May 8th. Ian Fortier from the Grandin Theater with WDBJ 7.
So we have some smaller shows where it's 120 people. But we'll have some sold-out shows, too, where we're literally, like, busting at the seams because we're at the cap. So you can get a variety of different feelings, and you can have something more intimate, or you can have something where you're just, it's unbelievable to be in the room when it's that way.
Johann Sebastian Bach is on the menu this Friday at 7 p.m. when Roanoke Baroque will take part in a Good Friday celebration at First Evangelical Presbyterian Church with its own chamber choir and the Roanoke Choral Society. Michael Schoschberger is the artistic director for Roanoke Baroque.
Called Jesu meine Freude, or Jesus' Dearest Friend. And it's a celebration of the text of Romans, and we're going to intersperse the Romans texts in between the movements of the Bach motet. Bach wrote seven motets, motets or songs dedicated to specific events in the life of the community. This particular one was a funeral motet.
The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra Pops concert featuring the music of Billy Joel, originally scheduled for this Friday, has been postponed until May 15th. A week from this Saturday and Sunday, the RSO presents Portraits of America at Jefferson Center. The Salem Museum will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution's beginning on Lexington and Concord Day this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Living historians in colonial attire, demonstrations of life in 1775. There's a lecture and live period music as well. That's free this Saturday at the Salem Museum. Live music at Five Points Music Sanctuary this weekend, including Sky Dog, an Allman Brothers tribute band on Saturday. Tina and Her Pony at Jefferson Center this Saturday. A Great Gatsby ballet next Tuesday from the World Ballet Company. Debuting at the Taubman Museum of Art this week, In Awe of the Iron Horse, trains in the collection of David R. and Susan S. Goode. Deputy Director of Exhibitions Katie Hirsch on the collection of train photographs. David Goode is a former Norfolk Southern CEO.
From 1902 to 1983, 2018. The earliest one is from about 1890. There's some really amazing artists in this collection, like Ansel Adams, Henri Cartier-Bresson, Bernice Abbott.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar. Recent winner of the top award for public excellence through radio journalism by the Virginia's Associated Press Broadcasters.
Hello, I'm Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Taubman Museum of Art. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. As the largest art museum in Southwest Virginia, and with free general admission, the Taubman Museum offers art-based discovery, learning, and enjoyment for all ages. Learn more at taubmanmuseum.org.